grateful for the water, grateful for every provision that you've made, Lord, to draw us closer to you, to make us more like you. Lord, we're grateful for this message. We're grateful for the messenger. Lord, we're still grateful, Lord, for the word of God. Lord, as it's been revealed to this family. Lord, we're grateful to be in this family this morning. Oh, we're so blessed. Lord, we as we come to you this morning, Lord God, getting ready for the word, we ask you to prepare our hearts. Lord, that the word of God may take, Lord, fall on good ground. Lord, let it fall on the good ground of our heart, that it might take root downward and bring forth fruit up or become a great tree, Lord, in our life, so we can minister to others around us, Lord, with the shade of the leaves, Lord, with the fruit. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to touch our pastor. Lord, we ask you to build a hedge around him, Lord, to strengthen him, to protect him. Lord, strengthen him today. Lord, protect him, Lord. Lord, surround him with bands of angels so the enemy may not have access to him today. Lord, let the free course of your word, Lord God, be flowing in this building today. We pray. Lord, anoint him. Anoint his lips of clay. Lord, strengthen him. Touch our congregation. Bless this time of fellowship. Lord, fellowship in the bread, Lord, in the blood, Lord, in the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Christ. We love you. We thank you. We are nothing. We have nothing. We know nothing. We can do nothing apart from you, Lord, but because we know you, Lord, we are somebody. We have something. We know something. And we can do any and everything that you called us to do and call us to be. We love you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lift him up. Yes, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise God. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I praise the Lord that he still moves. Amen. Because I still need him. Thank you, Lord God. Powerful, powerful, powerful. The Lord's doing our spiritual family. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go in our Bibles today. Let's just start with the word here. Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Powerful psalm. Yes. So powerful. Thank you, Jesus. And so today, our objective is to prove why our praise is at most important. And so a few things that, you know, tie right in there to what Brother Cliff and Sister Michelle were teaching this morning, Sunday school, right? To first and foremost come with praise. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to use our example this morning, too, in that fallen creature whose name was Lucifer. And so we're going to go this morning and use him as our example, why it is important to use our praise for the good and to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 150, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not, say oh me. All right. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Y'all, also this morning, be praying for Sister Gina. She wanted to be here today. She did reach out. Her and Brother John both wanted to be here this morning, but Brother Jackie's been sick, so she's at home. So y'all be praying for her. And then also Sister Betty, she's usually here on Wednesday nights, and so she's been requesting prayer. Pray for her while we're thinking about it this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We love them dearly. Psalm 150, first verse here, I'll read for us, says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah!
And we come, thank you, Lord, and praise with our whole hearts. Things start happening. Things start happening. You know, and just so everybody's, you know, aware, we like to do things according to the Word of God, right? And so that people, you know, talk, you know, act like, you know, we do all kinds of sorts of things. Yeah, because that's what the Word informs us to do, right? We do according to what the Bible tells us. The whole truth, every scripture, not just a portion, right? Not just a portion. And so it is always our utmost desire to use these things right here that God tells us right here. And these things that are upon our platform. Right? God has given us the opportunity to use tracks, and it's great. We love it, right? Any way that we can praise the Lord and it can help us. Because you could praise the Lord without any instruments, without any sound, right? Just to song, Rabahaya, to be able to play those strings that come from the heart. Rabo Shabakia, Rabo Shabakarabasia. But when we pray, when I pray, right? When I pray as a leader, I say, Lord, we want to do according to thy word, and we want to praise you. We want to worship you as it declares in thy word, Lord, with the stringed instruments, Rabashkahaya, with the timbrels and the Raboshkarabasitarabarabasahaya and the cymbals. Whooshkababashabahaya. Let us do according to thy word. Thank you, Lord God. So we believe in faith that God will raise, you know, raise people up. Sometimes you don't know, Lord, I'll walk out and you raise me up. You continue to do it, right? And that's why I've been, you know, trying my hardest to take guitar lessons. Amen. But you know, the enemy would get in the way, and God allows different things to happen. But anyways, we're, you know, just so you know, right? We believe and we walk in faith and saying, Lord, I believe that you're going to raise somebody up. You're going to provide somebody to do according to thy word. That was free. But Psalm 150 commands us to praise the Lord. Now look, when I say this, I don't mean just praise. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. Now look, that's a form of praise. But when we do this, how do we receive things? Right? We're receiving things. And we need to receive from God. There's nothing wrong with, I label this more as, you know, soaking in his presence. We need to do these things. But what I'm really talking about this morning is praising ye the Lord and the command for us to lift up our hands, right? And to praise. Now, what is this word praise in Hebrew that we see in Psalm 150? Halal, right? Yeah, we know it. Halal. That's the praise. That's the what we consider the crazy praise, right? The crazy praise. The wild praise. Raboshkarabasabahaya. Woosha. And see, that's why it's important to be in tune with the Holy Ghost. Because whenever the Holy Ghost lights down Rabaskahai on you and you start feeling something, to then move upon it and then to act upon that thing. To move upon that thing. So when the Lord, when you start feeling that stirring and that moving in your spirit to get up and to shout or to get up and to dance to Raboshkahaya, to shake, then to follow the Spirit as it gives us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I believe in what Sister Kelly had been saying this last week, and that, you know, Brother Chuck was a powerful person in our spiritual family, and the Lord had blessed him with gifts. His spiritual gifts, and I believe in what Sister Kelly told us, that we believe that God is going to give those gifts to somebody. Yeah. He's not going to leave us void. And so we don't know exactly how or exactly who or whatever, and we just walk and praise him for it, right, and believe him for it. But I say that because that's the one thing I love about Brother Chuck, is he was faithful to get into worship. Right? I mean, how many times have people, attest to that you knew that Brother Chuck was going to have him and his family, his wife and his kids up front praising and worshiping Rabaskahaya, because he knew he wanted to fulfill the commandment that's in the word to praise ye the Lord, to praise him. And I want to use these things that the Lord comes across me that I want to do better at. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be better at this very thing. Thank you, Lord God, to just come and to praise Him no matter how I feel, no matter where I'm at. Thank you, Jesus. No matter who's with me or who's not with me, to just come and to praise God. Okay, so let's go. We're going to go a few places. Turn over to Revelation chapter 20. Thank you, Lord God. We're going to get there, but let's just make sure that we are well aware of this morning. We're talking about. I said we're going to use our example as Lucifer, and we know that Lucifer's name, right? His name goes back in the Hebrew to that word halal, to that word for praise, right? And so we'll see in the word where God had specifically anointed him. And I know we know all this. We know it. But sometimes we just got to go back to it and say, wait a second. All right, now I see that in the Word, and that's me right here, right now. I'm not going to let Lucifer take away my praise, because that's what he wants to do. He said, upon that holy Mount Hill of Zion, hey! Ho, and what happened? God kicked him out. Yes, he kicked him out. Rabahaya, he brought him down. So what does Lucifer want? He wants to do nothing but to stop you from making it to Mount Zion, to stop you from being a part of the bride. Any little thing that he can put in your mind, anything that he can bring across you to just stop you. For you to make the choice to be like, you know what, that's not worth it anymore. That's what he wants. That's his desire. That's what he's doing. He's already lost. He's already lost the battle. He's a loser. L7 Weenie. L7 Weenie. He is a loser. He's already lost. And so the only thing he wants to do is desire you from making it and you from obtaining to the very place that God ordained him to be. Thank you, Jesus. And we know pride got in the way. Pride was what happened to Lucifer. Unless I don't want to be like him, let pride get in my way. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want Revelation chapter 20. Did I tell you that already? Yeah. Verse number 1. Let's just read this here. Verse number 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Now, one of the powerful things we've been taught is we're talking about it right here in this specific place, that angel is none other than the Archangel Michael, right? Because he's God's general, and he's going to put somebody that he trusts with the utmost to take care of Lucifer. And so that's who we just read about, right? We all about his stature. We're not going into his stature this morning, but that old serpent, devil, Satan. And then we're not mentioned there, but we know that the fullness of it is the dragon, right? Thank you, Jesus. Dragon. Woo. It is there, yes. And so, but God's going to entrust the archangel to come and to, right, it's a great chain to bind him. Rabaskahaya. Praise God, because sometimes you get sick and tired of seeing the enemy run rampant in my life, in our family's life, Rabaskahaya, in people's life, and just all in the world. I get tired of seeing it, having rule and reign. But praise God, there's going to be a day he's going to be bound. Rabaskahaya. Thank you, Jesus. And that God is going to orchestrate to have the key so he can't get out himself. but only when God allows him after the millennial reign to be loosed for a season. Oh, Rabashika Rabarisa Bakoya. Man, this is so powerful. Roboshka Bariska Bosia. Thank you, Jesus. And so, you know, it's just the very same thing. Like, you know, we're talking about the praise and how the powerful different types of praises that there are, right? And this halal praise. And see, God will come and visit us. And I was hearing this recently. Oh, it's so powerful. You know, God will come and visit us. Where is the place that he said in the Old Testament that he will come and commune with us? Where? Three places. Where are they? Brazen altar, the altar of incense, right? And then the Ark of the Covenant, right? The mercy seat. Rabaskahaya. One place in each, you know, section, right? The courtyard, Rabaskahaya. The holy place and the holy of holies. Raboshkarabariska Basia. Each place that you continue to grow up to, the way it gets broader and higher. Raboshkitarabariarabaskarabahaya. Or narrow and harder. Ooh, Shahaya. Praise God for separation, right? But what does he do? He allows us to feel his presence, right, as we praise and worship him, but he then desires to bring us up. And as we continue to grow in those places of praise, right, one thing that Sister Michelle was, or Brother Cliff, I can't remember which one, was pointing out, right, that you got to continue to go back down to that rabaskahaya, to the courtyard. You got to continue to go back down, right, to that brazen altar. Rabaskahaya, what's at the brazen altar? Repentance. Slaying and burning. The blood, the fire. Raboshkahaya, the water. Rabariskarabahaya, they're in the courtyard. And so, you know, sometimes we wonder, or I've wondered in my life, I should say, in my walk, you know, you feel this overwhelming presence of God, and then you go for a season, and you just like, right? You're like, you're like, wait a second, I thought we was just on this place going up. And then all of a sudden you just feel like, it's just like, where's the spirit at? Where's the overwhelming move, Rabaskahaya, that just draws me out of my seat, that I can't contain it, right? Rabaskahaya, and sometimes in this instance like this, he desires to bring us up, but we got to go back down for repentance. We got to go back down to the fire. We got to go back down to the place where he said, I will come and commune with thee, Rabaskahaya. And then he's gonna bring us up. Thank you, Jesus. He does this. Thank you, Lord God. I'm not going to get onto that. Okay. Halal means to boast and to exalt. Crazy praise. Celebrate. Shine. Sing. Woo-hoo. This is also the type that of praise that in the Old Testament, as they began to sing and praise, that won them battles, that won victories for them. Right? There's many places in the Old Testament where they didn't do anything but just worship and praise God and exalt him. And then the Lord orchestrated the rest of it. Man, that sounds easy. That sounds easy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So we see the full stature here we read in Revelation of Lucifer. Now let's go back and pick up the other famous scriptures. Go over to Isaiah 14. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just bring back to our remembrance of who Lucifer was supposed to be. Thank you, Lord God, and who he is now. Thank you, Jesus. 14, and I think, no, I want verse 12, I believe. Let's see if I want anything else. Let's start at 12. Praise God. I hear a few pages turning. We'll wait another second there. Glory. Praise God for the prophets. For the prophets, for these powerful books, for these powerful people that stood up in times, Arabahaya, of desolation, in times where God's chosen people weren't following him. And they said, look, what, you know, Arabahaya, I'm going to do according to thy word, O Lord. And God spoke to them. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful. Verse number 12, for how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Whoa. Praise the Lord. Raboskahaya. Okay. Now with that in mind, go over to Ezekiel. Let's just pick them up here. And we'll talk for a few more minutes here. Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28. Oh, mighty God. So we saw the title that was given. What did we just read in Isaiah? The title that was given to Lucifer? Son of the Morning. Now, what is the similar title that's given to Jesus or to Christ? The Bright Morning Star, right? And so we see the similarities, right, in those names, in those descriptive names. And so we understand the high exalted place that Lucifer was at. Rabaskahaya. Praise God. So chapter 28, go down to, let's just go to verse 12. Verse 12, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Now we see in verse 12 that is addressed to King of Tyrus, but like the word and like these prophetic words that were given in the Old Testament, there was a portion of it that was given to that natural side, Rabaskahaya, but praise God, we know and understand that this is also goes to the spiritual side, speaking to Lucifer, Rabaskahaya, because that natural king of Tyrus was not there in the garden. Who was there in the garden? The serpent. Yeah. Woo! Praise God. And so look, first we see, let's just keep on reading. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. What's the iniquity? That's turning, right, from the truth. That's turning from the light. That's knowing and understanding, Raboskahaya, but deciding to just turn from it. Oh, praise God. And so you see the importance of continuing to walk as he has orchestrated and called us to do. Lucifer was supposed to walk and supposed to be that covering cherub. He was supposed to lead everybody in the praises to Almighty God. Woo, but when he fell, he then used that for himself. Yeah, he used it for himself. He went then through. And leading some of them astray. But praise God, we were sitting there in the loins back in eternity past. As square seeds. As square seeds. Saying, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabaskabasita Rabosia. And so we see the word cherubim. And where is cherubim? Right? We like to see the different things and get the examples in the Word of God. There's four different places we see cherubims. Where are they? the garden, right? As God moved them out, they then put a cherubim to guard, to protect Rabahaya, the way Raboshkahaya, the tree of life. Shababakarabahaya. Woo! A flies a flaming sword going every which way. Thank you, Jesus. You want to know what happens when you walk under God's headship? He becomes a flaming sword walking around you every which way, guarding and protecting. And so we also see them, right, upon the ark, the mercy seat. You want to know why the Lord smote Uzzah whenever they were carrying the ark and the headship? Because he didn't enter in with blood. And yeah, David should have orchestrated everything, but he was a priest. He knew better. He knew how he was supposed to approach. And so when we know better, we better approach the throne of God. With the blood. With the blood. Where else did we see it in the Word of God? We see it in Solomon's temple, right? And then the other place we see it upon the throne chariot, right? Oh, Rabashkahaya over in Ezekiel. Woo, my goodness. Or Isaiah. Thank you, Jesus. Whichever one, Ezekiel. Right? You see these cherubims coming to fight, Rabahaya, to war, to protect. This was Lucifer's job. He was an anointed cherubim, Rabashkabahaya, to protect the seeds of truth and to feed the truth. Rabashkabaria sabakaha. Woo, my. Praise God. Woo, it is powerful in this place. Rabashkabahaya. Hey, Rabashkabahaya. Thank you, Jesus. And so we see his exalted state in being Lucifer, son of the morning, the strong, close connection to Christ as the bright and morning star. This tells us of his exalted state and his nature of being bright and shining, right? And God is giving them this workmanship, as it's said there in the scripture. Anointed cherubim means to be, a cherub means to be strong. It also means, one other thing that it means is to plow. To plow. Rabashkahaya. And so cherubims have knowledge, thank you, Jesus, and then choose to guard and to protect God's word. Thank you, Jesus. And this was the ministry that was given unto Lucifer. Now, you're talking about plow. What does plow do? It cultivates, right? It plows up that ground. And so that was supposed to be part of Lucifer's job as he was going and singing. It was instilled in him. We read that, right? We read that. The tambourine and the pipes was instilled inside of him. And so he was supposed to lead in worship and praise, but part of that cherubim ministry was to plow. And so you plow and you make ready to receive the seeds of truth. But what did he do after he fell? He came back up. Raboshkahaya, part of plowing too, after the plants already come up. You go by, and we used to do this when on a farm, raised tobacco. You had a plow that was attached to the tractor, and you drove over the rows, and you had these little spark things that dug up into the ground. What did that do? That brought dirt back up, Raboshkahaya, and covered, right, Rabashkahaya, and brought fresh soil and fresh nutrients, Rabahaya, upon the stems of the plants. Rabashkahaya, that's part of the job of the plow. But what did Lucifer do? He began to come back and he began to plow up right there, Rabashkahaya, so he could plant his words of deceit. He could plant Rabashkahaya, Rabashkahaya, his death, hate, and darkness. Oh, Rabbi Sahaya. See what that plow does is it comes and it brings, you know what else? It brings rocks that are deep down underneath the soil. What does it do? It brings it back up to the top. So then the seeds can, the plants can grow down and the rocks and the hardness will not get in the way of the roots. Robo Shababa Karabari Sabasiya. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. So it wouldn't hinder the growth of the seed. Woo, Shabahaya. See, and so, and then Lucifer just, you know, inserts his little seeds of lies and deceit. Because that's all he does is just twist everything, lies and deceit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. There's a couple more words I want to point out. Let's keep reading. Verse number 16. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, and thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee into the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled my sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in sight of them that behold thee. Woo! And they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Rabaskaravasia. Oh, praise God. And so kind of going back to what we've already read is the workmanship was supposed to be, that's the milakal. Goes back to the root word malak. And my thing was almost dead, so that's why I didn't bring it up here. It's charging. But workmanship goes back, meaning ministry, means work. This was his work. That word malak goes back to a messenger, word for messenger, or to dispatch as deputy. Dispatch as deputy. You know, like what do you do when big thing happens, like a crash, like a wreck or whatever, like on the scene? Well, they call the dispatch and they send out a deputy, right? They're gonna go upon the behalf of the force or the county, whatever the department. Thank you, Jesus. And they're gonna go and take care of things, make sure everything's, you know, all right. This was part of Lucifer's job. Thank you, Jesus. That word is translated 111 times as angel and 98 times as messenger. That very same word, Rabaskahaya, means an angel or an ambassador. Thank you, Jesus. A messenger specifically of God, right? And so this was part of his workmanship. This was part of his job. Thank you, Jesus. And set up inside of him these tabrets or the tambourine. Or drum is the meaning of that word, along with the pipes, was set up inside of him, creating this full stature of music. This is you'll find a lot of this in that big book titled Lucifer. Thank you, Jesus. If you want some light reading, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Help us, Jesus. The full stature of music, and just to give you this, maybe this will. Intrigue some interest and you can study it. The full stature is foot realm, starting with foot realm music. It's a praise his, that's the praise his name in a dance. Thank you, Jesus. Then there's heart realm music, and that's for the gratitude and thanksgiving. There's head realm, which is making his name and mercy to be known. Thank you, Jesus. But the heart realm, we need a heart realm out here, and we need to build up, because the heart realm is to melt the heart with tears and brokenness. Right, and that's why we do that, so that we can become broken and we're able to receive the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for these powerful principles. Thank you, Jesus. And so Lucifer's desire was to put this type of worship, thank you, Jesus, out. It's his desire to take away this worship, these full stature of worship, the foot realm, the heart realm, the head realm, all the he wants to take the praise out. Thank you, Jesus. Because what happens when the praise is out, then we become stagnant. Yeah. Right? We become stagnant. But so the whole gist of the conversation this morning, so to speak, is that we grab a hold of and know how important it is to lay hold of our praise, to do according to God's word in these things. Thank you, Jesus, because Lucifer is working his hardest to come against that. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the holy, righteous name See, music has an awakening and drawing power. Music has an awakening and drawing power. And it sets inside. We're driving. You know, yesterday, and we're out, you know, passed towards Madisonville. So the station that we were, you know, listening to then starts to change, right? You know, don't you hate when that happens? And it changed to this country station. And all of a sudden, this old song, I'm not going to say it because I want to get stuck in your head. Right? This old song that when I was a kid and used to, you know, was raised up on all these country, old country songs, you know, and all of a sudden this thing came on and boom, there came out all those words. Right, for that I haven't listened to or sung that song in years, years and years. Praise God. This is the power that music has. And that's why we choose, right, to do away with worldly music. And we choose music that edifies Christ. Now notice I said choose. I said choose. I didn't say because we're not dogmatic. No, we choose. We want to follow God. We want to do the things that separate us from the world. Thank you, Lord God, and draw us unto Him. Thank you, Jesus. It's a choice. Praise God, I choose it. It ain't no have to. There's no list of things that you can check off when you come in the door. Thank you, Jesus. These are things that we desire to do. Thank you, Lord God. Woo, man, that's powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Satan knows how to utilize this power to fill the capacity of man's heart with worldly delight and satisfaction, which draws us away from God. And so understanding the power behind the things that we do are important. Thank you, Jesus, because if we don't truly understand it and don't truly seek God on it, then it becomes, we become bitter, right? We become bitter. We look at it as two things. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why we must seek to understand. Seek to understand. Thank you, Jesus. And so we've already read that, you know, Lucifer's pride wanted him to be exalted as equal as the sun. Praise God as the Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And so we read here, let's go back. What verse was that where we saw corruption? Anybody see it? 17? Corrupted, yes. So we see that, yeah. The heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. So the powerful thing and why we see the chain and the binding in the bottomless pit is because Reverend Hicks has taught that that once this was part of Lucifer's job, that he held the chain and or the key down to the pits. Okay, and so what happened is when he went down to that Shotkoff pit, and what did he do? He started listening and. We're not getting in depth in this, so I encourage you to, you know, go back and to remind these things. Big, big study. But just trying to point this out this morning. And going back and understanding the previous creations, right, and how the Lord sunk the first one down in that Shotkoff pit, right, and that belonged to Father Wicked as he then corrupted. And so what happened was Lucifer went down as he was in charge of it, and he started listening to these things that Father Wicked started speaking to him. And that's why we understand the wickedness that was given unto Lucifer through Leviathan, through Father Wicked, Mother Wicked, and Abaddon. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your word. It's in the word. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be his holy name. And so he started listening to these truths and started accepting them as his own. And so then when he come back up on high, then he started plowing up, thank you, Jesus, and planting these seeds of deceit and lies, these falsehoods. Thank you, Jesus. That's where we see that iniquity. That's how iniquity comes forth. Iniquity came forth because he started believing this and then turning from the light, turning from the truth. Thank you, Jesus. And so then we understand why the importance of our study on Wednesday night in the New Testament, as we see Paul saying, stand fast, hold to that truth, hold to what you've been taught, hold to these things that thou know. Don't forsake the prophecy and the laying of hands that was upon thee. All these things that Paul encourages the churches and to Timothy, thank you, Jesus, and to the others in the New Testament. You see why it's important. Because if Lucifer can be led astray, then we better believe that we can too. Thank you, Lord. Woo! That word, traffic, that's in there. Thank you, Jesus. It's rakal, and it means trading or travel for trading. Travel for trading. You see what does that even mean? Thank you, Jesus. We see that. We've already read all these, but you go back and read it, and you'll see that word traffic. The word traffic means, thank you, Jesus, goes back to the word for slander. Look in your coordinates. It goes back, and you see that travel for trading, but it's for the sake of slander. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so that's exactly what Lucifer started doing, then going out and planting these seeds that we would slander the headship, that we would slander Arabas Kahaya walking according to his master plan, putting down, right? Is that what slander is? Putting down, talking about, doing all these things. In the midst of all this, a powerful quote, Reverend Hicks said, the first step to backsliding is slandering. Slandering our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. First step to backsliding. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, because Lucifer slandered the name, and he continues to breathe in, so to speak, these deceit, these lies, the death, hate, and darkness. So then we slander the very things when things, you know, happen to us. Thank you, Jesus. Then we then slander the name, and we say, God, you're terrible. Instead of coming to the Word like we're talking about this morning, saying God and thanking him in all things and everything. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. So, wrapping up here this morning, Lucifer was kicked out of the new city, and he doesn't want you there. Right. Boiling back into it, he was kicked out, and he doesn't want you there. And he will do every single thing that he can do in his power to keep you from getting there. Right? Give me a brother clip, right? Power for example, getting a flat tire on the way to church. Bringing up something so that it keeps you from coming to the house of God, or that it keeps your mind upon that thing while you're in the house of God, or while you're supposed to be doing things edifying the Lord. That's why Scripture tells us to be quick in and out of season. Thank you, Jesus. You got to be quick. Thank you, Lord God. I remember asking that question to Reverend Plack. I said, I know the word tells to be quick in and out of season, but man, what do you do? Your kids, you're in the back seat, and they're, you know, being kids. But it's about, you're about to just unleash on them, right? And you have to pull up to the church and you go in with a smile, right? We've all been there. Whatever thing that it was. If it wasn't your kids, it was your spouse, or it was, you know, your whatever, you know, thing that can afflict. Thank you, Jesus. But to be quick, and you just gotta come right there. You just gotta get back down to the blood. You just gotta get back right down to there and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord." It goes back to that giving our burdens to Him. It goes back to that giving that thing to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I don't know how I started off on that, but when I started saying it, it just really fit. Thank you, Lord God. But He will do anything. That's what it was. He will do anything to keep you from coming in and doing what God has called you to do and anointed you to do. Thank you, Jesus. And that's to praise Him, to worship Him. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. All right. Well, I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. Thank you, Lord. Lord willing, maybe we'll finish up tonight, and we'll talk about those covering stones that's mentioned there. Notice it didn't list all of the stones. It list all 12 stones. Thank you, Jesus, because he wasn't given all the power over unto Lucifer. Thank you, Jesus. But the full power belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Praise God. And so,
Lord, if the Lord wills, we'll talk about that tonight. Praise God. And so we look forward to being back in God's house with prayer and worship tonight and study. Thank you, Jesus. Has it been awesome in the house of God today? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's just stand and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen.